Speller 255, can you spell honesty?
Can I have the definition, please?
Fairness and straightforwardness of conduct, adherence to the facts, sincerity.
Can I have the origin, please?
Unknown.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
I appreciate the honesty and openness you show while playing.
Can I have the part of speech, please?
Noun.
Are there any alternate pronunciations?
I have just honesty.
H-O-N-E-S-T-Y, honesty.
Honesty is the best policy. Be honest in all you do. Tell the truth and treat people fairly, and they'll do the same for you.
Everybody now!
Honesty is the best policy. Be honest in all you do. Tell the truth and treat people fairly, and they'll do the same for you.
Everybody now!
Honesty is the best policy. Be honest in all you do. Tell the truth and treat people fairly, and they'll do the same for you.
Everybody bark!
Honesty is the best policy. Be honest in all you do. Tell the truth and treat people fairly, and they'll do the same for you.
Hey guys, welcome back to The Beehive. I'm Shruti, your host. Today, as you've probably figured out, our theme is honesty. We have several things planned for you today, so we'll start with a story. The story is called The Empty Pot by Demi.
A long time ago in China, there was a boy named Ping who loved flowers. Anything he planted burst into bloom. Up came flowers and bushes and even big fruit trees as if by magic. Everyone in the kingdom loved flowers too. They planted them everywhere and the air smelled just like perfume. The emperor loved birds and animals, but flowers most of all. And he tended his own garden every day. But the emperor was very old. He needed to choose a successor to the throne. Who would be his successor? And how would the emperor choose? Because the emperor loved flowers so much, he decided to let the flowers choose. The next day, a proclamation was issued. All the children in the land were to come to the palace. There, they would be given special flower seeds by the emperor.
Whoever can show me their best in a year's time will succeed me to the throne.
This news created great excitement throughout the land. Children from all over the country swarmed to the palace to get their flower seeds. All the parents wanted their children to be chosen emperor, and all the children hoped they would be chosen too. When Ping received his seed from the emperor, he was the happiest child of all. He was sure he could grow the most beautiful flower. Ping filled a flower pot with rich soil. He planted the seed in it very carefully. He watered it every day. He couldn't wait to see it sprout, grow, and blossom into a beautiful flower. Day after day passes, but nothing grew in his pot. Ping was very worried. He put new soil into a bigger pot. Then he transferred the seed into the rich black soil. Another 2 months he waited. Still nothing happened. By and by, the whole year passed. Spring came and all the children put out their best clothes to greet the emperor. They rushed to the palace with their beautiful flowers, eagerly hoping to be chosen. Ping was ashamed of his empty pot. He thought the other children would laugh at him, because for once he couldn't get a flower to grow. His clever friend ran by holding a great big plant.
Ping, you're not really going to the emperor with an empty pot, are you? Couldn't you grow a great big flower like mine?
I have grown lots of flowers better than you. It's just the seed that it won't grow.
Ping's father overheard this and said,
Ping, you did your best, and your best is good enough to present to the emperor.
So, holding the empty pot in his hands, Ping went straight away to the palace. The emperor was looking at the flowers slowly, one by one. How beautiful all the flowers were! But the emperor was frowning and did not say a word. Finally, he came to Ping. Ping hung his head in shame, expecting to be punished. The emperor asked him,
Why did you bring me an empty pot?
Ping started to cry and replied,
I planted the seed that you gave me and I watered it every day, but it didn't sprout. I put it in a better pot, but better soil, but it still didn't sprout. I tended it all year long, but nothing grew. So today, I had to bring an empty pot without a flower. It was the best I could do.
When the emperor heard these words, a smile slowly spread over his face and he put his arm around Ping. Then he exclaimed to one and all,
I have found him! I have found the one person worthy of being emperor! Where you got your seeds from, I don't know, for the seeds I gave you had all been cooked, so it was impossible for any of them to grow. I admire Ping's great courage to appear before me with the empty truth, and now I reward him with my entire kingdom and make him emperor of all the land.
Essay today is by 11-year-old Meredith R. Honestly, I don't know how to say her last name, so I'm just going to call her Meredith. Honesty to me. What honesty means to me is probably different from someone else's. I'm in Odyssey of the Mind competition, and you have to be honest about how much outside assistance you receive. When I say outside assistance, I mean help that a parent, sibling, adult, even your coach gives you. Your coach can ask you questions about what you want to do, but they can't flat out say, go drill that hole, for example, unless a child on the team of 5 to 7 people suggests that first. Odyssey of the Mind is an academic competition, and at the beginning of the year, the teams pick out of 5 different problems and then try to solve that problem in an 8-minute long skit. That's your team's presentation, or skit. You perform that at all of the competitions. The other part of the competition is spontaneous, where you get one of 3 different types of spontaneous. There is hands-on, where you have to solve a problem by building something using the materials given to you. Verbal, where you have to solve a problem by thinking about it, then saying ways to solve the problem. The last one is a combination or hands-on verbal where you solve your problem by using a couple of items and saying how you would use them to solve the problem. You are only given a couple of minutes, so you have to work fast without rushing. After working on your skit for a while, the regional competition comes up. After you present to a couple of judges, they come and ask you all about the presentation you just did. Some common questions are, how did you come up with that idea? Who came up with this design? Who worked on this? When they ask these questions, they aren't trying to be mean. They're only trying to make sure that only the team came up with the skit, the costumes, the backdrop, the props. If they catch you in the act, you probably aren't going to get to the state contest. One time, my neighbor, a judge, saw a really good idea for one of the problems, where you have to make a structure out of a balsa wood that can support weight. The minimum weight, 14 pounds. He asked a member on a team how they came up with the idea for the structure. He replied, oh, that? My mom made that. Another member on the team looked over and said, shh. Even though that team was disqualified, they learned a huge lesson. Cheaters never win. That boy's team probably blamed their loss on him, even though he was the bigger person by telling the truth, instead of lying to a judge. They lost, but it wasn't that boy's fault. It's better to lose and tell the truth instead of winning the wrong way. So that's my story, honesty in competition, not just Odyssey of the Mind. But in all competitions, honesty is very important. Cheaters never win is an important lesson that I have learned in my life. Honestly, I need a break. Let's go listen to some music.
जलती धूप में हल्की हवा चल गई मिला भरोसा यार का जा फिर समय गई ख्वाहिश सांस ली जंजीरें पिघल गई सबा उम्मीद को माथे पे यूं मर
This is my favorite part of the show. We get to go out and talk to kids about what they think of honesty. Let's listen.
Be honest with me, dear, whatever you do. Remember your mind, dear, so always be true.
Samantha, nine.
Oh, I like to play soccer. Pizza, I guess. Honesty means when you tell somebody the real truth, whatever happened to you or something. Like, if my friend, she was about to go to Austin or something, and she really did. That's honesty. Good. Because it can make everything better, and it can make everybody happy, and want you to tell them the real truth or something. Sometimes. When I was little, 2 or 3 or 4, the roof came out of my house to my friend. Yeah, when my friend told me she was moving in 2008 and she didn't. And I asked her mom if she's moving somewhere, and her mom said no. My friend Stephanie, never. Because one time she said her cousin was about to have surgery, and she said her mom's going to pick her up after lunch. And her mom picked her up after lunch and got her in the classroom.
If you really love me, be honest with me. My poor heart would break, dear.
Nicholas, 7.
Play, work, build stuff. Chicken.
Tell the truth.
My mom, when we were reading a book about it.
Tell the truth always and never lie.
You say the truth, you won't get in trouble.
Yes.
Because I always tell the truth to my mom and my dad.
One time, just one. I think I said my foot hurt, and then it really did hurt in the beginning, but when it was night, close to night, I didn't feel it. I just think someone told a lie. That he had a dog and he really didn't. I think Aaron. Yeah, he does. He's a student in my class. He told me he watched Star Wars, all of them, and I wanted to find out. He knew everything, so he did watch all of them. Honesty is very good.
I dream about you. Oh, you are my darling. You're all that I see.
My name is Maya. 9. I like to build, play outside, and like to knit. Read or write. It's probably gonna be a little salty, like a pickle. Not lying. In third grade, my character ed teacher taught us about honesty. It's good. You could stay out of this thing called DPS, which stands for Detention Point System, I think. If you do something bad,
then you get a DPS point when you're honest. And then you also get more friends. When I was little, I was not, but now I'm pretty honest. Most of the time, I forgot what was honesty when I was little. Yes, a lot of them. One time I came back from school, my dad asked, did you put your shoes into the garage? And I was like, yes, because I didn't want to do it, and it was out. And then my dad found them, and then he said, put those shoes up. And then he said, I thought you said you put them up. And then he said, never tell a lie again. Bad. Music teacher, because she said that she was going to give me pizza because I couldn't come to the party. Then she never gave me pizza. My mom, my dad, other grown-ups, except for strangers, and my friend Soma.
Connor, 5, play Star Wars. This hard chicken telling the truth. Yes, it's a good thing because you tell the truth, you don't get really in trouble. Well, I don't really remember my lies. I found out that my sister told a lie. Maya said she didn't poop in her pants, but she really did. My mom, because I've never heard her tell a lie. Whenever my mom tells me something, it's always the truth.
If you really love me, be honest with me. Be honest with me.
Kara, 7. I like to dance, play badminton, play baseball, and swim. Meatball, it means that you should be always telling the truth. My teacher, I tell lies sometimes. Since I don't like brushing my teeth, I just put water on it, start brushing my teeth, and I put it down and I go run for breakfast. I go ask my mom if I can have some breakfast, and before I eat my breakfast, she just comes and checks it, and she thinks that I really did it. Your friend's not gonna play with you today, so you have to play with me, so... Yeah, I just played with her because I thought she was really telling the truth. I felt really mad. Good. Because, if you just want to tell the truth and you don't want to get in trouble with other people for doing a bad thing, you should always tell the truth. Norma. Norma is my bestest friend. Because, when she tells me something, I go like, I bend my eyebrows. And she's like, really, it's true, it's true. And then I ask her mom, and then she says, that's true.
Whatever you do, remember your mind, dear, so always be true. Wherever you wander, on land or on sea, if you really love me, be honest with me.
With Aditya Chemudipati, who went to the National Spelling Bee in Washington, D.C. We're so happy to have him here. So let's hear what he has to say. How are you, Aditya?
I'm fine, thank you.
So what was your favorite memory from the whole experience?
My most favorite memory was meeting all the people, like Mrs. Brooks, the head judge, Dr. Bailey, the pronouncer, who has been my idol after I started watching the script National Spelling Bee, and Mr. George Thumpy, who won the Spelling Bee of 2000.
I hope you don't mind me asking this. What was your worst part of the whole experience?
Well, the worst part was, having nothing to do at the awards banquet. You would just sit there and talk, but there was nothing to talk about.
How do you prepare for all this?
There's a list published by the Spelling Bee, and then I read it and a lot of times, and then mom asks me the words, and I have to spell it.
So how did you get interested in spelling?
See, it's sort of funny because my mom forced me into the... Well, she didn't force me. She said, go do the spelling bee. I'm like, what's that? I don't know what a spelling bee is. Which is kind of ironic because now it's like, I have to prepare for the spelling bee.
Does this whole spelling bee process take a lot of your time? Do you get to do anything else? Do you wish you could do something other than spelling?
Well, not really, but, you know, in the list, they have these sentences, but I wish they would, like, make a story out of it because that would make it more interesting for me.
Were you nervous at all?
I was, like, shaking a lot, but I don't think anyone could see it.
What goes on in your mind when you're waiting for your turn?
Well, you realize how nerve-wracking it is for your fellow spellers, like, because if they get a word that they don't know, then you get really sad because, I mean, you know, you should wish everyone good luck. You know, your enemy is the dictionary, not the spellers. It's really scary, but I think that I'm certainly nervous for everyone.
Since our show is about honesty, I'd like an honest answer. Okay, did you wish for other spellers to get the word wrong?
No, not really, but as a speller was eliminated, I would feel good because I had outlasted some people who had been there like two or three times. And that, like, surprised me because I didn't think that I was going to even get to the semifinals, but Mom predicted that it would happen, and it happened. But I would feel a little happy that I had outlasted some spellers who were more experienced than I was.
How did you feel when you got the word wrong?
I felt kind of sad, but I realized, okay, well, that's just the way life is.
What advice would you give to the kids that want to do this?
Rote memorization never, like, actually works. I mean, who's going to memorize 450,000 words in, like, a year?
Thank you for spending time with us today. I'm sure you've inspired a lot of kids, and you've inspired me. I know that spelling, not only learning how to spell a word, it also builds your vocabulary and how you use words in everyday life. I think that's really important. So thank you for spending time with us today.
You're welcome.
This is now the end of our honesty segment. But before we go, we would like to thank certain people that helped us with today's show. For the story, Ashwini Rath, Yaksha Bhatt, Kalyan Rath, Ashish Puri, and Aditya Chamudapati. For the essay, we would like to thank Meredith Rasmussen. On the interviews, we'd like to thank Connor Self, Meha Mohapatra, Dhara Mohapatra, Nicholas Rodriguez, and Samantha Becerra. And now stay tuned for our live segment. We will be right back after this quick break. Don't go away. See you in a flash.
Você acha nas ruas diariamente anéis, dinheiro e até felicidade. E o povo já pergunta com maldade: onde está a honestidade? Onde está a honestidade? E o povo já pergunta com maldade: onde está a honestidade? Onde está a honestidade? Vassoura dos salões da sociedade, que vale o que encontra em sua frente, promove festivais de caridade em nome de qualquer defunto ausente. E o povo já pergunta com maldade: onde está?
problema. Governo, as verbas, a lotada.